This podcast is brought to you by the Texas Comptroller of Public Accounts. Hey everyone, if this is your first time listening in, my name is Melissa Science. I am with the Training and Web Development team with Tax Policy. Today, I wanted to do a spotlight podcast on a huge tax break for everyone that's coming up, April 28th through 30th, which is the Emergency Preparation Supplies sales tax holiday in Texas. Today, I have Stephanie Medock joining me to discuss the holiday.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be here, and I'm so excited to talk about the benefits of the sales tax holiday. But first, what is a sales tax holiday?
That's a really good question, Steph. A sales tax holiday is a designated time where consumers can buy certain items without paying state and local sales tax.
I've heard about the back-to-school holiday in August, I believe. We're going to talk about another holiday today. So really, how many sales tax holidays does Texas have?
Texas has four sales tax holidays per year. There is the Emergency Preparation Supplies sales tax holiday in April, which is the one we're talking about today, Steph. There are two during Memorial Day weekend, which is the Texas Energy Star sales tax holiday and the Water Efficient Product sales tax holiday. The last one is the most popular, the back-to-school sales tax holiday, and that's going to be in August, Steph.
Wow, those all sound pretty awesome. But today, you said we're going to focus on the emergency preparation sales tax holiday in April, right?
That's right, Steph. And this holiday is very close to all our hearts. Our state went through a lot last year, and I know especially going forward, we all want to be better prepared for emergencies.
Oh, Melissa, that is so true. So on this holiday, is it a new holiday?
The first emergency preparation holiday was in April of 2016, so it's kind of new. This is our third year to have it.
And so what's the purpose of the holiday?
Well, the purpose of this holiday is to encourage Texas consumers to reinforce their property and prepare for the weather events or disasters. And Steph, this can include ice storms, wildfires, hailstorms, hurricanes, floods, and so much more.
Wow, with Texas having all of those things, then it sounds like the sales tax holiday isn't just for people on the coast or people in the plains, right?
Absolutely, Steph. This sales tax holiday is for everyone in Texas.
Well, then when I go to the store to buy an exempt item, how do I claim the exemption or what do I need to do?
It's very similar to other sales tax holidays. Customers don't need to provide any type of exemption certificate to purchase an item exempt during the holiday. They simply have to purchase one of the qualified items.
When you say qualified items, what makes an item qualified?
Well, for this holiday, qualified items are specifically grouped in three price categories.
Three price categories? So what are they?
The three price categories are certain items less than $3,000, less than $300, and less than $75.
It sounds like less than is kind of a big deal. So let's start with the first one then. What is a qualified item less than $3,000?
Well, Steph, we only actually have one item that's under that bracket, and that's going to be a generator. So anyone can purchase a generator that is less than $3,000 tax-free during this holiday.
You're kidding. That is so awesome. Because last year, we actually lost power at our house for almost a full day. And my husband and I have been thinking about getting a generator, and we started looking, and we found one that is actually $2,800. So if I buy that generator during the holiday, I can get it and not have to pay sales tax?
You got it, Steph. It's $2,800, which is less than $3,000. So yes, you can definitely purchase that tax-free during that holiday. But keep in mind on any additional cost that might affect the sales price.
What do you mean by a cost that might affect the sales price?
Well, sales price really means the total amount a person pays for a taxable item. In this case, it can include delivery, shipping and handling, and even transportation charges.
Whoa, wait a minute. So are you saying that if I have the generator delivered to me and say the store is going to charge me $300 to deliver the $2,800 generator, then my sales price is now $3,100, and so the generator no longer qualifies for the exemption?
Yeah, Steph, exactly. You really got it there. Unfortunately, once they add on that extra $300 to deliver your generator, you now go over the less than $3,000 mark. The sales price is now $3,100 and isn't qualified for the sales tax holiday.
Oh, Melissa, guess what? I think I'm not going to have the generator delivered to me. I'll just pick it up at the store, thank you. But seriously, I'm kind of putting a pencil to this. And where I live in Texas, the sales tax rate is 8.25%. So when I buy that $2,800 generator and I pick it up and I don't pay for delivery, I will save $231 on that generator. That's $2,800, 8.25% sales tax, a savings of $231. That's phenomenal.
You're exactly right, Steph. And with that extra money, we have so much more exemptions coming up that we still have two more categories to go through. So with that savings, you'll be able to buy a lot more emergency preparation supplies.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's what I'm talking about, saving money and being prepared. So let's go to the next category. What are some qualified items that cost less than $300?
We actually only have two items in this category, emergency ladders and hurricane shutters.
Emergency ladder. So does a stepladder count?
No, Steph. A stepladder does not count within this exemption. We're talking about an emergency or rescue ladder, such as a collapsible or chain ladder that is really designed to hang from a windowsill.
Well, what about an extension ladder? I can lean it against my house and it can reach a windowsill.
Now, I understand you can use that during an emergency. However, that is not one of our designated items. So no, that wouldn't qualify.
All right. I understand. But let's move on to the last category of exempt items. What are some qualified items less than $75?
Well, Steph, how much time do you have? This is one of our biggest ones. It's a very long list. So I'm just going to tell you one of the popular ones that we have. Axes, battery single or multi-pack, which are AAA cell, AA, C cell, 6-volt, 9-volt. Can openers, non-electric, carbon monoxide detectors, coolers and ice chests for food storage, non-electric, first aid kits, and light sources such as candles, flashlights, and lanterns. And like I said, Steph, these are just a few. I did not list the full one.
Hey, you lost me at non-electric can openers, because if I buy that $2,800 generator, then I won't need the non-electric can opener. Right?
Yes, exactly, Steph.
Oh, wow. This is so great. So I want more information. Where can I find a full list of all of the exempt items?
Well, you definitely want to check out the publication 98-1017, our Emergency Preparation Supply Sales Tax Holiday publication. And our tax policy news has so much information coming out on these holidays. And I know, just to let everyone know, it's more of a spoiler alert, there is a video coming out very soon about the Emergency Preparation Supply Sales Tax Holiday.
The more information, the better. I tell you, I am so excited about this holiday, and I'm definitely going to stock up on supplies. When is it again?
Steph, it's April 28th through 30th, 2018, so you don't miss out, as well as our listeners don't miss out on this huge tax break. And I want to thank everyone for taking the time to listen to our podcast. As a reminder, the next quarter podcast is coming up fast, and we will be covering exempt organizations. So if you're a nonprofit, religious, charitable, or educational organization, make sure you tune in. Have a great one.